Hello?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, Marcus Clayton?
Hi there. How's it going?
All right. So we're on the call right now with one of my bosses, Rick, and then we're going to converse my boss in right now. Just give us 1 minute.
All right.
Hello?
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 Hi, I'm being patched into a phone call.
Hi, Dr. Gopi.
Who?
This is Mark. This is Mark. And this is Mark. This is my boss, Dr. Gopi.
Hi,
hello.
Mark.
How's
this
it going?
Gopi. Oh, good. Thank you so much for calling, giving us the time. Is Rick there also, Clayton?
Yes, yeah. Rick is here. Rick is here.
Okay. So, Mark?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Mark, we would appreciate if you can share with us some of your thinking on what an app could do for you. And I don't know whether you already have an app or not.
Well, I'm assuming you mean an app for, I'm a mobile dog groomer, so I'm assuming that's what you're looking at in the way of an app.
Yes, mobile dog groomer app.
Well, I actually wrote my own software years ago using Microsoft Access. Long before the cell phone, long before the cell phone came out.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm one of those very few people that actually, understand the concept more than just.
And you're probably older than most of us. I mean,
no.
I'm 75 years old. I know Microsoft Access. I didn't think anybody used Access anymore.
Oh, I do, and I've upgraded it from Microsoft 2000 all the way to 2016.
Wow. And you have made your, and what do you do with it? How does it help you?
Well, I use it on a desktop. It's not a cell phone application because I cannot get any Microsoft Access database to run on a cell phone as a relational database. They'll run it as just a single Excel spreadsheet style, a flat database. But I actually use it to create calendars for clients, keep track of their appointments, do future scheduling. I also wrote a small segment similar to Quicken. Very, very minor, very just to keep track of checks. And so that way when I go to my accountant, I can go, here, and he has a printout of stuff in categories. I have it set up so I can email a client. I have to actually save the calendar. Then I can just email through my email program.
Mm-hmm.
I can track gas usage.
Do you put in gas usage?
I just created it on a little table, and I really don't use it very much anymore because my accountant said it wasn't needed.
Uh-huh.
But, it's just, basically more tracking the gas expense. I go to the pump, I take the receipt, I enter in the amount I paid, the price per gallon, and that's it. So, because my
You issue invoices out of it?
I try not to do any billing to clients because I've done that in the past and it's always come to bite me in the ass where I don't get paid or I don't get paid fully or it takes forever to get paid. So we try to eliminate that issue in itself, but I can easily generate a letter that I just enter in the parameters I need, the dates, and then the letter will generate itself, you know, how much is owed, and that it's past due because I already pre-wrote it.
And so you basically get credit card or cash right away rather than wait for invoicing and billing and all that?
Yes. Well, we only take cash or checks. We
okay.
do not take credit cards. We do not take spouses or children because they're not worth it.
What? Which one?
We do not take spouses or children.
What do you mean by that?
You know, sometimes clients will be funny and say, oh, will you take my husband as payment? No.
You must be kidding.
No, I'm not. I've had people ask me that. And it's like, no, we don't take spouses and children as payment.
But they wouldn't give you the pet. They wouldn't give you the pet, but they would give you their husbands happily.
Yes. Either the husbands or the wives, brothers or sisters.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
When you go to people's homes, you see everything.
I believe that. Yeah.
And when they're in their own territory, they will behave as it's their own territory. So you have to realize what people are going to ask you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you go from there.
How long have you done this, Mark?
I've been a mobile groomer for 33 years.
Wow. So you are like one of the pioneers in mobile grooming.
No, not even close.
Really?
When we started, there was about 6 companies in the San Fernando Valley. Now there are close to 225 to 250. So there's a lot of competition out there.
Oh, but you were one of the pioneers. I mean, you started a long time ago.
Yes. Sure, a long time ago, but we were not the originators. It was already
out. But you have remained in business. That's an amazing thing, actually, to remain in business 33 years. And so you have probably a lot of referral business, right?
Yes.
And so you're not interested. Go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of competition out there. So, you know, as people have passed on or pets have passed on, you know, let's try Fluffy's mobile grooming today. Or we'll try Santa's mobile grooming today.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we may only see the pet once or twice. And someone else may only see them once or twice and so on. And they'll rotate through the entire internet trying to find someone that will do it for free. You know, we always try to get better prices and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It does not work.
Mm-hmm. So you're really not interested so much in leads, right?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
You're not interested in new leads, like new customers.
Oh, I'm always interested in new leads because, like I said, people pass on, their pets pass on, they move. We're always interested in new leads. But I'm also, you know, realistic. I know there's a lot more competition out there, so there's a lot more to choose from.
Right. Are you marketing also?
My wife does the marketing.
And how does she do it?
She goes and she belongs to a couple of the local chamber of commerces. She belongs to different women's circles through different friends, Facebook. We're trying a little throwaway newspaper to see how that works. We're
now
always looking for new clients.
Okay. So for new clients, is there any guess as to how much you are willing to pay for a new lead?
I can't even answer that because normally we try, we do the advertising, we do other things. So I really can't say how much each lead costs. It varies depending upon, you know, if you had asked me that question 2 months ago in the middle of the rainstorms, the cost of leads would be much more than it is, say, during the summer because more people are willing to pick up the phone.
Right, exactly. Cost of leads, it's a seasonal or dynamic pricing, right? But roughly, when you, for example, when you start your day and you had, say, 3 less jobs than you really would like to have that day to fill it up, Are you willing to pay like $2 a lead, $5 a lead?
At this point, I can't say. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be honest because that's not my area.
Uh-huh.
But
on marketing, it would be great, you know, if you could talk to your wife too. But I think we need to set up another appointment. And we are willing to give her $100 too because we really appreciate how she does marketing and how much time she spends on marketing and how whether she would like somebody else to do the grunt work of marketing for her.
Well, with the amount of competition out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's going to different events, advertising her business. So it's just really, you know, that's what she likes to do.
Oh, okay.
Even though she's
right.
not specifically trained in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But just getting the name out, getting, you know, positive reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not use Yelp. Yelp is a small retailer's worst nightmare.
Can you say that again? I
Yelp,
want to quote that. Yelp is?
Yelp is a small retailer's worst nightmare.
I agree with you, but I haven't heard it said in those words.
Because I'm on Facebook a lot with other mobile groomers, whether it's, you know, in my city or across the country, there are a lot of Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the problems that they have with Yelp is someone will go and post a negative Yelp review.
Exactly.
And they have not even done the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and then
the
Yelp salesman will call you. Right, right.
And
right.
the big retailers really don't care about Yelp.
Right.
Why should they?
Yeah.
Walmart doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Sears doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a few others, you know, it's just a marketing ploy to separate you from your money and
mm-hmm.
sort of like the Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
The Better Business Bureau at one time represented positive community, positive business. Now,
yeah.
if you want to raise your Better Business Bureau rating, you pay for the next step up.
Yeah. So, it's like a mafia, you know, basically. Yeah, right.
That's one way of putting it, but it's not effective to, mm-hmm. you know, for me to call up and say, hey, Better Business Bureau, tell me about this car rental place.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've already been approached by the Better Business Bureau, I know they charge more
mm-hmm.
to go move up the ranks, get the higher ratings.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's a fake. It's fraud.
So you don't pay them either, right?
No,
I agree with you. It's a fraud. It's like everybody has kind of found a need and then tried to squeeze as much money as possible from that need rather than actually addressing how to make that need perform better for you, right?
I'm sure you grew up with the Better Business Bureau and say, hey, tell me about this contractor. Tell me about now it's, like I said, it's just a scam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how about the back office functions? Like, you know, would you like a virtual answering service, which is reasonably priced, to take care of your appointments and take phone messages and consolidate also the phone calls into the application that you have?
Well, for me, myself, no,
mm-hmm.
because okay. we stress, you know, we want someone to leave a message. We stress personal, you know, callback, because that's a selling point, is being able to talk to someone
yeah.
and have someone show, oh, tell me about Fifi. Tell me about Fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are they cute? Are they happy? Are they healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Or versus either, I am returning your phone call. Please leave up and tell me about your, you know, which sounds better?
Yeah, I agree. No, I mean, I didn't mean machine. I mean a human. I didn't mean machine. Virtual didn't mean, I didn't mean to say that we just have a voicemail robot. No, I just meant to say that somebody like a dispatcher, you have many people on your team or you're basically on your own? Okay.
It's me and my wife returns her phone calls and goes to the events to, hey, I'm here. Let's get us, you know, sign us up to do your dog. You'll love it. Your dogs will love it. You know,
that's it.
And that's it. That's what a lot of people want is that excitement.
And Mark, you have done it for 33 years. And
yes.
is this your basic business, or do you have other side businesses, or you make a reasonable amount of money off this to live fine?
Well, since I bought my townhouse 22 years ago, my mortgage is not as expensive as my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I want to say that because if I had bought at the height of the market, my mm-hmm. mortgage would be four times what I'm paying now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
yep.
You know, I would love, yes, to earn more money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone will tell you the same thing. Yes, I want a higher income.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problems about getting dirty and doing the dirty work. And dog grooming is not a clean industry.
Right, right, right. But, you know, people who love dogs don't mind it. But if you didn't like pets, that would be a bad job to be in, right?
Yes.
And you have a family? You have kids?
I have a child, yes.
Uh-huh. So going to the future, do you want to expand and hire people like other groomers on a part-time basis or as a agent? I mean, not an agent, as a part-time employee.
Well, we had discussed that years ago, but because of the IRS rulings,
mm-hmm.
There no longer can be a 1099. It has to be W-2. Which means
yeah.
now W-2 means that you have to keep track of the taxes, tips. You have to keep track of everything.
So is it just keeping track of it that's the problem, or is it just that the overhead is too expensive?
The overhead in itself, dealing with the banks to help track it,
mm-hmm.
then making sure that the payroll taxes mm-hmm. get paid and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And also...
Mm-hmm.
It also, as I said, there is a lot more competition today.
Yep.
And
yep.
because when we started in the San Fernando Valley, which is in North Los Angeles, there was about six companies.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know there's between 200 and 250.
Mm-hmm. In
so
San Fernando
that
Valley.
Itself,
yeah.
Whether it goes to San Fernando Valley is North Los Angeles, but
mm-hmm.
whether they go to downtown Los Angeles, Ventura County, Orange.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And these are the ones I have found. I know there are more than just that number. So, because you have a lot of people who are not filing all the paperwork. Because even the city
right.
of Los Angeles has not acknowledged the numbers that we have found. They say
right.
they won't tell us how many there are, but we know there's more. So there's
yeah.
a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's like opening up a fast food restaurant. It used to be McDonald's was the first one. Now it's the chicken place. I can't think of the name of it.
Filet? That's chicken filet?
Chick-fil-A, yes.
Yeah,
thank
Chick-fil-A.
You.
Yeah.
And they're opening up on just about every other street corner across
right.
from Starbucks.
Right.
That's
right.
a lot of competition.
Right, right. Are you kind of thinking or wanting to go – are interested in scaling up your business? In other words, you know, if you want to increase your income and it's very competitive, do you have a plan or are you interested in a plan?
Well, the biggest plan is getting the phone to ring more.
Why? Excuse me? Getting
the biggest plan is getting the phone to ring more with legitimate phone calls versus, hi, I'm from the IRS. We need to talk to you. About, I'm sure you've already gotten those calls.
Right. Oh, so you mean legitimate leads?
Legitimate leads. And,
okay.
you know, we've been, you know, we actually had been in the Yellow Pages for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And as the book became less and less, we dropped our ad. And
right.
we were also in YP.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone through them, and we finally just canceled the YP.com ad because it was not generating anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for leads that are actually genuine and you get the business, you are interested.
Yes.
Okay. But how would you expand without having assistants or some other pet groomers that work for you part-time?
The only thing I can answer to that is we work with the other mobile groomers and we refer back and forth.
We know
people who service in Simi Valley. I don't go to Simi Valley. I know people who go to Sylmar. I don't go to Sylmar. They know where I service.
Okay.
They know.
Okay.
We try to work as a referral system because, as you know, with the price of gas going up, the streets are getting worse and worse in quality.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can figure out how to either tighten up the area to avoid driving to the next city, because if you actually were to look at the San Fernando Valley, the San Fernando Valley is close to almost 2 million people.
Yeah.
And if
that must mean about a million pets, right?
It can be that, but we've also been seeing a lot of pets get older and pass on. So, and some people are not running out to get a new pet. So, even though that we try to encourage them to go through petfinder.com to go and adopt versus shop. But, you know, working with referrals with the other groomers, sometimes it pays off for a client. Sometimes, thank you, have a good day.
If we could take care of this issue about employment, right? If these groomers are our employees and we take care of the payroll, we take care of benefits, we take care of all the other headaches that come with employment, would you want them outsourced to you so you don't have the headache of employee issues?
Well, at this point, I'm not dealing with employees. I had worked for another mobile groomer many, many years ago, and we still are on very friendly terms. We refer back and forth. But dealing with the employee issue is sometimes employees will walk off with your client list.
Right.
So
that's
no matter
true.
What non-compete
that's true.
That
that's
you
true.
Can do, that's a very big issue. And when I left the company I was with many years ago, he gave me my client list because he could not handle my clients and his clients. So by parting company friendly, I walked off with the client list at that point.
So currently, the way you're thinking of it, you're not going to scale that much. Is that a correct
yes.
Summary of what we talked about? That you are
yes.
not that interested in scaling, right?
Oh, I would love to scale, but I have to be honest with myself, and I know that there's a lot of competition out there. And I have seen different vans come into my townhouse complex where my neighbors don't call me. So I know I'm doing everything right, but, and I'm also on friendly terms with those neighbors. It's not like, oh, go away. That's not the way it is.
No, you don't sound like the person who would do that. Anyway.
But some people just don't want to use their neighbors in the sense that if something happens, they see them every day type thing. So
I
don't get too upset about that because, that way I don't have to worry about them knocking on my door at, 1 o'clock in the morning. My dog got stuck. Can you do it now?
Yeah.
I've had that.
Yeah, but we still need a strategy, right, how to manage competition, because you don't want the competition to eat up your livelihood, right?
Correct.
So,
really the only way that would have been enforcing territorial rights at the beginning of all this, 35 years ago.
Ah, right.
Where it was, and where the territorial of the valley was sold to a particular person or a company. And I'm sure you have seen with other companies, you cannot open up another branch within so many miles of point A.
Yeah, that's for franchises and chains and things like that, right?
Yes, and we actually had discussed franchising years and years ago,
mm-hmm.
and building a school and do training.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the people that wanted to become involved in that
mm-hmm.
were not reliable.
Right.
They were looking for a different avenue. They really were not looking for a quality product. They were looking for, ooh, how quickly can I generate the next dollar?
Right, right.
And when you're dealing with, you want to maintain as high of quality as possible, that's
mm-hmm.
not the first thing that you want to do. You want to make sure you put out quality service so that way you can keep generating the income.
Well, to be in business 33 years is a really phenomenal job because you must have had quality to do that.
Well, I hope
and
so,
because,
and we've
yeah.
had many, many repeat clients over the years. Some are on the second or third generation of pets.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're on the second or third generation of people because
mm-hmm.
mommy and or daddy passed away, but Junior inherited it, and they wanted to keep Fluffy with the same person.
Wow. Pets are like kids to most people, and so they love them, and they want you to take good care of them, and they wouldn't give it to people who don't take good care of them. So I believe that. And but long term, you need some kind of strategy to control the competition and maybe expand a little bit. But you have explored quite a few, and your current impression is that you are fine the way you are doing, right? There's no kind of strategy where you would want help right now from an app or from some other, yeah.
Now, I can't say an app would give me more help in trying to locate clients
yeah.
because I have seen some apps at the different trade shows over the years,
mm-hmm.
and I've had many conversations with some of the people at the different trade shows.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started, when we had first started going to the trade shows, I was talking to some of the software writers that had shown up,
mm-hmm.
and they go, oh, mobile grooming's just a fad. It'll be gone in a couple of years.
Yeah. Right.
And why would you want it to do that? And go, well, I'm sorry. This is what I want, and I am the consumer. Well, it turns out they took my ideas and started writing, listening to me. I didn't realize that to start with. But, some of the apps I've seen out there don't run, don't work very well.
Yeah.
Or not user-friendly. Or if the company goes down, like, power failure, the cloud's not working,
mm-hmm.
how do you access your software?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's cloud-based,
mm-hmm.
whereas with mine, if I have a power failure, I can get my computer up and running either, having someone come over with a generator, put a power surge on it, or
right.
a surge protector, and I can print up my next week's schedule so I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
And then we can just add into that as people call in and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But with the apps, if your phone goes dead
mm-hmm.
or if someone hacks it,
mm-hmm.
it, no matter what, it's still not going to go and say, hey,
So if there is an
business?
App, right. So if there is an app, you want the desktop version of it, right?
Well, I like the idea of a desktop. I'm
mm-hmm.
not opposed to a phone app, but
mm-hmm.
I need to guarantee, client information is safe and secure. We do not take credit cards because I cannot guarantee if I'm going to be at someone's home and I use whichever, card reader, to transmit the card. I can't guarantee that signal will not be hacked.
Right.
I don't care how
right.
encrypted it is.
Yeah. I agree.
And one of the things I've seen more on Facebook is, Mogo is charging too much a month. Paw Infinity isn't keeping track enough. Or the other complaints I've been reading on the Facebook about the different
mm-hmm.
apps. But again, some of that may be user issues because I don't understand, or, you know, the groomer itself may have the issues that they don't understand how to do something on it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes tech support is not sufficient.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. I agree. You know, app tech support is very, very poor right now, right?
And, you know, that way, you know, if something happens to my software,
mm-hmm.
I've got backups of it, so I can always reinstall it.
Right.
So I don't lose any more than a few days' worth of data, if that.
Yeah.
And then even
yeah.
that is written down on paper.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of customers, right? You probably have hundreds of customers over the years.
Yep.
So you need a lot of data about them, right?
Yep. I probably have 8,000 or 9,000 individual clients in the computer.
Wow. That's a lot of clients. I mean, 30, yeah, I believe that. 30 years, that's a lot of clients, yeah. And you know, I'm amazed that you and your wife can actually handle all the load.
Well, yeah, I just sit down every couple of days, enter the checks into the computer, mm-hmm. and save it. So to me, that's not an issue. There are a lot of TV commercials on, so it doesn't take that long to do it.
That's true. That's true. You know, just I have already taken too much of your time. As you know, we will definitely send you a check for the time you spent. But I have one question. Apart from increasing the business, do you feel there is room for productivity increase in the sense of you and your wife having more quality time rather than spending time on the business? Is there any kind of help you could use in that direction?
Well, because I can do my own scheduling, and
mm-hmm.
she also fills in at times.
Mm-hmm.
We can block out days because we plan ahead.
Ah.
And we can say, all right, so it's completely transparent. We're going to take X week off for vacation.
Uh-huh.
And we just adjust out the calendars that we send to people so that way they, you know, maybe a little bit longer or maybe a little bit shorter, but in that sense, we can control, you know, if I've got a doctor's appointment, I can plan for that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
We send out calendars
mm-hmm.
to clients for the entire
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that way they know, oh, the housekeeper will be here or the housekeeper won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not going to be here, we'll call Mark and leave a message and we'll change the appointment. But in the sense of time, because we schedule so far in advance, that's...
Mm-hmm.
That's not even one of my concerns at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we plan out birthdays, we plan out holidays, we put it all in the computer, so that way we know not to book on certain dates or at certain times. Probably some people don't even consider future scheduling, but having done this for so long, I'd like to know that, oh, my son's going to be going to this location. I can drive him there because I'll make sure I'll be available. And we just make sure everyone knows ahead of time what's going on.
Yeah. But you are, you know, among the people I have talked to, you are really exceptional in the sense that you manage it systematically, your business. So you are performing, you know, you're doing everything almost right. So most people find scheduling a pain. Most people find actually marketing a pain, etc. But in your case, what I am, just to summarize, what I understand is that you really do not have a need for an app that will potentially be able to give you more time off from the business, or an app that would actually give you more leads, right?
Well, the leads we can always... The leads we can always use.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said that.
But
right.
The time.
Right.
But one thing that we have done is, you know, we listen to our clients and they say, oh, I want a 2-week schedule. I want a 3-week schedule. I want a 4-week schedule. So I've got it set up in the computer to do all the math for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if client A wants 2 weeks, client B wants 3 weeks, and so on,
mm-hmm.
I have it set up to do the math. Then I just transfer all that from one file.
Mm-hmm.
From one table into
mm-hmm.
the main table. So that way I can just update as we go along. And we do that a lot at the end of the year or before the end of the year. So we can start working out the next year. We don't wait until December 31st and say, oh shit, I need to do calendars. No, we actually start in like August, September, because we start telling our clients, hey, if you want to change your calendar, let us know sooner than later. Or if there are particular dates you don't want.
Right.
A lot of it comes down to talking to people, communicating.
Yeah, and communicating with your customers. That's right. Exactly.
And
I agree with
if, that. You know, and sometimes, you know, some people get so turned off by, oh, I have to go and punch some numbers on a keyboard. I don't like doing that. I want to talk to a live person. That, I feel, is the advantage.
Well, Can you repeat that again? I missed that.
I feel it's a great advantage to being able to talk to the clients because they really like that personal touch.
Yes. But they answer your phone calls.
Yes. Well, we try to. We also have voicemail, and we make sure the calls get returned. And we also have been trying to eliminate. Hi there. You would like to buy a aluminum siding for your home today? We try to eliminate the scams.
Good. Wonderful. Can I ask you one question? This may be a little personal, but I'm impressed by the conversation. I was wondering, what's your background?
Oh, let's see. I love being a pain in the ass to people. And I find sometimes humor goes a lot further than, you all do this.
Yeah.
Type attitude.
And yeah, I mean, 33 years ago, what got you into this business? What attracted you?
Oh,
you were already working for a company, right? You were working for
My family started a mobile dog grooming business because my father wanted to hide money from the government.
Uh-huh.
That lasted about 6 months, and then he realized we broke even. And you know, it was my brother and him were working together. And then 5 months after they started, I came in. The 6 months we broke even. And we had already had, you know, we already purchased another van. So at that time, it was my brother and I were both working. I have since broken off from my brother and I have my own company.
Uh-huh.
But I usually don't tell that to people because it's usually not an important fact. But people get a kick out of knowing that, oh, your father wanted to hide money from the government? It didn't work.
Yeah, I know. But that's very, very interesting that you started 33 years ago and you still continue and you're doing so systematically. I'm so impressed. And you even are doing the software for yourself using Access. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and most people have no idea what Access is.
Right.
And I've even been in a Microsoft store in, I think it's Topanga Plaza. And I asked them because I had a question about it. Will it run on their tablets? He couldn't figure out how to open it up.
Yeah.
I walked out of the store with my flash drive.
Yeah. So, Mark, I really appreciate your time. And could I ask you for a favor? And, you know, we'll send you the check right away. But we would like to talk to you a couple of times more in our quest to develop an application. Is that okay if we can call you back?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Wonderful. And have a good day. And maybe next time, if possible, maybe we can talk to your wife too and get her ideas or get her input into our, you know, we don't have a completely defined plan, but we know we want to develop an app for grooming. Maybe for people who have need to expand their business or whatever. We would like to help people in the dog grooming business with some kind of software that really truly helps, not something that's just a gimmick, that truly helps either get more time for themselves or get more business.
Well, if I tell people who try to figure out how my time schedule is, I tell them when you watch TV, there are a lot of commercials. Mm-hmm. Use the commercials. You know, brush out your dog during commercials. Enter a couple of checks into the computer commercials. You know, use that absolute waste of time.
And you use do something better. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that in itself makes a world of difference.
Yeah. I do that with my exercise machine. You know.
So you understand the concept.
Yeah.
Use
I do.
Your time profitably.
Yeah. I do. Thank All you right. very much, Mark. Where in, sir, I live in Topanga, you know.
Oh, you live
in the middle
down
of Topanga.
In that mess down there, huh?
Yeah.
I've been on Topanga many times. It's not my street I want to go on.
But where are you in San Fernando Valley?
Winnetka.
Oh, okay.
Canoga Park.
Okay.
Basically, anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour and a half. If I was to take Topanga to the ocean, it would take me anywhere from 15 minutes to about an hour and a half to get there from here.
Wow.
You know, it just depends on traffic.
Yeah, right, right. Well, these days it was closed for 2 weeks ago, and it's still closed in the nights.
Is it because
anyway,
of the winds, the rains?
No, they are doing some construction.
Didn't anyone ever tell him Jimmy Hoffa's not buried there?
That's a good one. I think nobody really talks in Topanga because most of them are high most of the time, you know. Thank you very much, Mark.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay, Mark, I'm going to call you on the on my cell line. That way I can get the information where you want me to send the check.
All right.
Okay?
No problem.
I'll call you right now.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.